Strap on your jetpacks. This is Future Tense from American Public Media. I'm Bob Collins, and today for John Gordon. It was cold where Glenn Martin lived in New Zealand, and one of the few places to stay warm was the library. There he read what he needed to become a biochemist. But to take a break, he'd read the Wright brothers' diaries and study what it would take to build a jetpack. It paid off at the world's biggest public air show at Oshkosh, Wisconsin, a few months ago. He unveiled the Martin Jetpack, a two-engine gasoline-powered backpack that lifts a 280-pound person and transports that person through the air.
Well, it's one of these, you know, things that everybody's dreamed of, and you know, at the age of five, I dreamed of it as well, something you could strap to your back and fly around in. And I think, like a lot of people, you know, saw, well, in my generation anyway, Lost in Space and, you know, the 84 Olympic Games and all those sort of things, and thought, well, that's a jetpack. When I started researching it, of course, I found out that those aren't jets, they're actually rockets. And with a full tank of gas, they can only fly, I think the maximum flight they've ever had is 26 seconds, but normally it was about 20 seconds. And not only that, that the pilots that flew it all weighed around 130 and or 140 pounds, and I weighed 220 pounds, so it was never going to work for me.
Martin's jetpack, for which people, mostly in the United States, have plunked down a $10,000 deposit, is now undergoing flight testing. It uses gasoline, it can fly for a half an hour, and theoretically it can fly to 8,000 feet. He figured a few rich people would buy one, but then most people wouldn't be interested in the concept until about 10,000 people showed up to see it at the Experimental Aircraft Association flight show in Wisconsin in July. And that, he says, has changed who he thinks might buy a jetpack.
It has, and I'm always reminded of the story of Joseph Bombardier, the guy who developed the snowmobile, and he wrote that he thought it would be useful for missionaries and trappers. Missionaries to convert the Inuit to Christianity and trappers. And in the end, of course, 99% of the people bought it for fun. And the same thing happened to us. I believed that this was going to be a fun toy and that our target market was probably, you know, the same people that buy a nice sports car or a very nice powerful boat, and it's more of a recreational toy. And certainly we've got customers that are like that. But I was surprised the number of commercial customers, and we've had a lot of people come up to us and say, well, I could use this for this particular reason, you know, whether it's camera work or public relations work or search and rescue, all sorts of commercial applications that I'd never ever dreamed of have come out of the woodwork over this.
I was reading an article that was online. I want to say it was Popular Mechanics, but it probably wasn't. And one of
sure.
these comments, and again, don't shoot the messenger here.
No, no, that's all
but
right.
One of it says...
I'm used to all of them now.
I'm sure. One of them says, automobiles kill tens of thousands. I see this thing killing about half of the people that fly it. It isn't the machine's fault or even the inventor's. It's simply that human beings are notoriously stupid and will most certainly holler, watch this right before they die.
That's been a problem for the aviation industry since the 17th of December 1903, and part of that training process, I think, where you go through things like this, is to weed out the people that are a little bit like that.
The jetpack will be equipped with a deployable parachute from South St. Paul's Ballistic Recovery Systems. If you'd like to see some video of the jetpack in flight or hear an extended interview with Glenn Martin, come to the website at futuretenseweb.org. This is Future Tense from American Public Media. For John Gordon, I'm Bob Collins.